Welcome back to On the Screens podcast. I think I yelled. I'm going to keep yelling into the microphone. It sounds really loud. This is Jose.
This is Carlo. It's a pleasure to be alive.
Uh-huh. Is it really?
No. Is it? That's why I'm saying we're still alive. At least we have that, right?
Yeah. You know, that's what, like, kidnapped victims think. Like, yeah, at least I'm alive.
That's true.
They get beaten every day. Anyway. New year, new me. What are we doing this one? We're doing what are we looking forward to in 2017?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll be putting this one up before the Oscars podcast, and then there'll be the Oscars one where we do our picks. But just briefly, have you seen all the movies nominated?
I have not. I think I'm missing, God, I want to say one or two.
Okay.
But I've seen the majority.
Of all nominated or just the Best Picture?
Best Picture.
Best Picture, okay. Yeah, I've only seen three. Going to catch up more this week. I wish it was still like the 5 or 6 format because, God, there's so many movies.
It's 10, right? But they only nominated 9 this time because there wasn't 10 worthy. There was only 9 worthy.
Yeah, well, haven't they nominated like less before? Like,
I think, so. I think one 10? Time they did like 7, I think.
Yeah, so I guess 10 to cap.
Yeah.
It's a shit ton of movies. But yeah, so I've seen a few.
Oh, shit, you know what? I think I haven't seen about, like, half. I thought I saw a good amount. I haven't seen Fences, Lion, Hacksaw Ridge, or Hidden Figures. But all the other ones, I've seen.
Did you watch the SAG Awards?
I saw pieces of it through Twitter. I didn't get to watch it.
Not a lot of love for La La Land. I was surprised.
I know.
So I don't know if that ever reflects with the Oscars. I don't know, because there's also a lot of, like, industry people in the Oscar voting pool.
Yeah, and there's some weird, I don't know, there's some weird, like, anti-La La Land
sentiment, for
sentiment.
Sure.
You
know,
and
some
I
people don't like it. Like, you know.
What the fuck?
I
say, well, okay, then go watch grief porn like Manchester by the Sea is. Like, just watch that. Like, honestly,
here's
what I'll
say. I've only seen 3 Best Picture movies. I'm going to see the rest. But the more I watch the other Best Picture movies, the more I think La La Land has an uphill battle in my eyes.
Really?
Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun. I've heard the soundtrack way too many times on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I see other movies, the more I think, oh, shit. Like, I feel like it has to outdo every movie on that list. And I feel like I haven't gotten to the heavy hitters like Manchester by the Sea,
yeah,
or Moonlight.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, the other ones are more, like, grounded and serious and just, like, given the times, like,
yeah,
maybe people are looking for that. But, like, I like La La Land for the exact opposite. Like, I could not think of all the shit and crap that's going on. And, like, it's kind of like a little bit of, like, escapism. So, I don't know. I mean, I get it. Like, I get...
I think what I like about La La Land is that I know the director... It didn't feel like a gimmick. I feel like he genuinely wanted to make this movie.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it. It feels like a genuine movie. It doesn't feel like, hey, let's do a musical like in the 50s or 40s. Yeah. It feels like he wanted to do that movie. So I like that. It has that going for it. But I need to watch the rest.
You still haven't seen Whiplash.
Huh? I haven't seen Whiplash. Fuck. I
okay. Know. Yeah.
I almost saw Sing Street last week.
Almost? How the fuck did you almost watch a movie?
I think I fell asleep.
Oh, okay.
When I was like dying of the flu. Anyway, so this week we're going to talk about our favorite, our expectation for 2017, what we're looking forward to mostly. I don't know if it's every year or it's just this year, but there's a shit ton of sequels this year.
Yep.
A lot of sequels. But in that mess, there's some things that I'm looking forward to a lot. And then, anyway, so we'll just, are we doing a numbered or are we just doing...
Yeah, I mean, I got 5, and if you got 5,
I got
more honorable mentions.
Yeah, sure. Let's get honorable mentions out of the way.
Okay.
All right. I'll start with this one. Thor Ragnarok. I'm really excited for it because it's from the guy from Taika Waititi. I fucked that up. The guy who made What We Do in the Shadows. And I love What We Do in the Shadows. I thought it was really, really funny. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's really... I love it. It's definitely has that Flight of the Conchords vibe. And I think, from what I've heard, the sequel is called We're Wolves. So it's about werewolves.
Yeah.
It's called The Werewolves. It's so damn good. You need to watch that one. So Thor Ragnarok is definitely, it's an honorable mention for me. And just to put it in, drop some TV in there because it is on the screens. I started thinking, we talked about how Westworld season two has that True Detective season two expectation hook going for it. But I feel like people forgot that Stranger Things, I feel like it has it just as much. Season two of Stranger Things has to be so good or it's going to be a disappointment for a lot of people.
Yeah, just after the other day.
It's in, I mean, they won the, you know, the
Best Ensemble.
Best Ensemble. I didn't think it was going to win, but I mean.
Hell no, dude. I didn't. It was going up against Westworld and Game of Thrones, I mean, you would think.
You think, you know, but hey, little kids. Little kids win.
Little kids.
They get all the fucking foul balls.
Winona Ryder looking around.
Yeah. Just, I don't think she knew what was happening.
No.
Iron Fist, The Defenders. I'm excited for those. The culmination of Netflix coming together. Incredible Kimmy Schmidt, season three. I think it's supposed to drop this year. I hope it drops this year. But if you haven't seen it, it got really fucking dark at the end last season. So I'm really excited to see where they take it. Because they got, it got dark. But still funny, but dark. So I can't wait to see what that does. I'm sure we have some overlap. Ghost in the Shell is an honorable mention. I want to see Ghost in the Shell. I have no experience with Ghost in the Shell as an anime or a manga, but I'm excited. I want to read that source material now because to get familiar with it. And Coco. I'm stoked for Coco.
Oh, Coco.
I think Coco's a big moment for Pixar. It's a Pixar movie, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a big moment for Pixar. This is... I don't know. And the words of March Simpson, crap or get off the pot.
Very true.
It's really tough for them right now, I think. I mean, I like Zootopia. Oh, but that's not Pixar. That's Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finding Dory did not get nominated. We're going to talk about that next one. And I'm going to throw it in there. Star Wars Last Jedi. Final mention. Just in the sense that it's expected to be up there, so... Did you like the title?
I did. I enjoyed it.
I like it. But it gives it a weird finality of, like, The Last Jedi. So what's the next one? The new first Jedi?
Maybe. A New Hope 2?
A new Hope?
A new Hope.
A newer Hope. Okay. So those are my honorable mentions. I think the rest are going to be on my list. Yeah, so...
That's funny you have Star Wars The Last Jedi on your honorable mentions.
It's so big. It's so big. I mean, I'm stoked. I'm really excited for it. Definitely, but it's like saying who doesn't like Christmas?
No,
I mean besides true. Unless you're like, you know, Jewish.
Let's see, honorable mentions for me. I'd probably have to go Spider-Man Homecoming.
Ah, fuck yeah.
I really want to see that. I really want to see what the MCU does with Spider-Man. I want to see the Get Down season 1 part 2 because the first half was amazing, and I just want to see like what they do in the second half. I mean, they had to break it up in two because it was so fucking expensive and such a big project. So I really want to see that. Silicon Valley when it comes back.
Oh yeah, Silicon Valley.
I want to see that, of course. Love it. And I'm really interested in. I'm interested in seeing Logan. I just am. I want to see what they do with an R-rated Wolverine. I want to see if, you know, because that trilogy, I mean, the first one is dog shit. And the second one, I mean, it's decent. But
I like the Wolverine. I like it up until the ending.
Yeah, then
I like the Wolverine.
Ridiculous.
I think it's a very serviceable movie.
But yeah, I just want to see what they do. I mean, it looks dark and it looks, I don't know. I mean, it's piqued my interest. So I probably have to put it up there.
I almost put Logan on there, but I left it off.
And maybe a little bit. The Fast and the Furious one?
The Fate of the Furious. I want
to
see it because you read about The Rock just doesn't like
Diesel.
But I want to see that chemistry on the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of them still.
None of them?
No, not in complete. I've seen chunks of Tokyo Drift. I've only seen one and two.
Oh, okay. Well, because it gets batshit crazy.
That's the thing.
When you watch four, you could start to notice like, okay, this thing is turning a little bit fucking crazy. And then five was crazy, six was ridiculous, and seven was fucking bonkers. Like, it was...
You could probably just splice in Tom Cruise and it's an Mission Impossible movie.
And then a fucking in 8, they have a fucking submarine in it now. They're fucking being chased by a submarine. So it's like they keep one-upping each
again,
other.
Again, it all comes down to, remember, they were stealing DVD players.
Yeah, in the first one they were stealing DVDs off trucks. And now they're escaping from submarines in the Arctic.
It's ridiculous.
It's but honestly, like, I could get why people hate it, the franchise. And I get why people see it as a guilty pleasure. Because I see it as a guilty pleasure now.
Yeah.
Like, I... Probably the one I can't stand the most is 4, and 2 is one of those so bad it's kind of good type of films.
Yeah.
4 is garbage. I've never seen 3. 3 is the only one I haven't seen.
Okay.
Tokyo Drift. But the other ones I've seen. But, I mean, I enjoy them because they know what they're doing. They know what their audience wants, and they deliver it. So I have no problem with that. But other people, you know, they see it as empty shit, which it is, but it's empty fun stuff.
Hey, it could be Transformers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, thank God it's not. So the trailer for the last night, I have no fucking clue what's happening.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know.
Just hear Anthony Hopkins' voice. And
if you ever get a chance, do the backlot tour at Universal when they do the Fast and the Furious portion of it, it's ridiculous.
Really?
It's insane. There's helicopters and it's insane. It makes no sense.
I think the one and only time I fell asleep in the theater was watching the 4th Transformers.
I haven't seen anything past the first one.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
I can't take that noise of grinding things against each other.
Like that?
It's just weird. I don't like it. Don't know what's happening. Really? So, okay. So, that one. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. Well, that's honorable mentions. Seems like we're just
shooting through. All right. Oh, well, damn. Let me drop a few more because I know I have my list is too long. John Wick Chapter 2. I'm stoked for that. I love 1. See, to me, John Wick is a definition of a guilty... It's a good movie that... Not a lot of substance in it, but fuck, it's really great to watch. Like, that's the one that I love watching. John Wick 1 is insanely good.
The Jack Reacher people watch it, and they're like...
God damn it, why didn't we put...
Like, I think because I honestly think, like, Jack Reacher is, like, another, like... I don't know if it's a wannabe John Wick, but it just seems like...
It's the same type of movie. It's just this badass guy that, you know, goes around doing.
I think chaos. I think Jack Reacher's like a book series too, so it's been around.
Yeah,
but there was that weird trend of like old man goes on a rampage, and I think Jack Reacher wanted to like make it a little bit younger, not as old man, but I think Keanu did the not as old man, middle aged man going on a rampage is much better. I love it, and you love dogs, so it's dog.
Oh yeah, dog that scent. Part hurt.
And I'm gonna drop in. I'm trying to see make something that you don't have because I feel you're gonna have some of these. That'll be it for now. That's what I'm looking forward to. Okay, honorable mention twice. So let's move on to the first one.
Okay.
All right. Since your Patriots are in the Super Bowl, you go first.
Oh, my Patriots.
Yeah, go Pats.
Okay. Well, this movie. It's coming soon, very, very soon, and let's just say the movie this kind of just get influenced by, or, you know, basically it's like a copy of the movie, but just different character, took me by surprise when I watched it. I never thought I would like it, and when I watched it, I loved it, and now they're making it again, but yet a character one now, like, so it's Lego.
Then let's just talk about it because that's also one of my movies. Lego Batman, for sure.
I mean, again, like, Lego Movie took me by surprise. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would like it, and I loved it. And just to watch, I've been watching, like, the little featurettes they have online of Lego Batman and the trailers, and it's, I have a feeling it's gonna be probably one of the best Batman films ever made. It's a fucking Lego film.
It's gonna challenge the Nolan and the Burton films for best Batman movie.
Yeah.
I hope someone at DC is talking about putting out a special comic where they change the origin of Robin to Reggae Man. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Oh God, I was like, oh my God, it's Reggae Man. It's perfect. I since the first trailer, I was stoked. Will Arnett is the perfect Batman.
Yeah, he is.
Like, I can't get over how damn good he. I wish he was more physically imposing so he could just be Batman, but he's so good at being just a. Batman and Bruce Wayne.
And I love how they make fun of themselves because I saw a clip the other day of Robin going through the Batcave, and he sees like the Batmobile, the Batwing, and then he sees the Bat submarine, yeah. and then he sees the Bat space shuttle.
Yeah.
And he's like,
it's just absurd. And I was talking with someone about how, why didn't DC jump on Lord and Miller, even when they were doing this, to just work on a DC movie? Now Lucasfilm stole them.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's only a matter of time before they're like, hey, do you want a Marvel movie? And there we go. That's it. That was your chance,
Warner Brothers. I just don't get, I don't know. They keep getting water from the same well. You know what I mean? They keep going back to like Snyder, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, they have to change something. David Ayer was a change. He brought Suicide Squad, but even that didn't work out. And even from what I heard, like, Snyder was a big part of that too.
Yeah.
So I don't. They have to change something now. Like, you know, Flash is getting a rewrite, and
like
it's
the
just,
fourth rewrite. I think,
yeah,
which is
and
ridiculous.
It's just I honestly don't. I have no idea where they're headed, and I have no idea if it's going to get any better. I hope Wonder Woman's good. You know, it's not on either of my lists just because they're 0-3.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I hope Wonder Woman's good. Like, I love Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. She's great. But it's just a wait and see now, because you can't trust them. You can't say, well, you know, it's DC. You know, they're going to bring it. We don't know shit yet, because they haven't brought it at all. But we know from like the MCU, like, we know where we're getting. I don't know. It just kind of sucks. Like, we're still waiting for DC to like get their shit together.
And it's so far in. Like, and it's not even like, oh, they're building up. It's like they've wasted their heavy hitters off, like, right off
the bat. Yeah.
So Superman, no one's excited. Batman is also like in flux.
And it's just weird where like they go Superman, Batman versus Superman, Wonder Woman, and then a Justice League. And then they're going to start making the solo films after that, or they're going to release them. Mm-hmm. Whereas like MCU, you know, you had your Iron Man story, you had your Cap and then stuff like that. And then they brought the Avengers after.
Yeah.
So it's like, even like their format and their order is just, it's just so ass backwards.
Yeah.
It seems.
It's like, what's the payoff?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, you know, what's the payoff if you do Justice League right away? I don't know. Marvel took that gamble. Well, not Marvel. Paramount took the gamble on Iron Man, because it could have been a fucking mess. It could have been a good movie with no traction, and no one would have wanted it, or no one would have cared for a sequel. And they should have done the same with like Aquaman. Just gamble it, and if it's good, it's good. You know. Instead, they're gonna like force you to watch Aquaman after Justice League.
Cause yeah. See, that's
It's a bummer, and I wish they were better, but I feel like, I don't know. It's like they went to Hot Topic and got some kid and was like, hey, what do you want to see in this movie? And the guy's like, I'll do the Joker, but like a cool version. And then you got hired to direct it. I don't know. I'm bummed out about DC. But Lego Batman, it gives me hope.
It does. Honestly, it does.
So much hope that maybe that'll kick them in the ass and be like, hey, let's not be fucking, you know, Shades of Grey and sad all the time in this universe. Who knows? I'm excited for Lego Batman. I'm super stoked for it. I when the first trailer hit, I was like, holy shit, it's so far away. But it's coming out
next week.
Oh my god, really?
February 10th, same day as John Wick.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's here. I thought it was gonna be like March.
That's
or
why
April.
Next week I'm like so fucking excited. Like, I know I have to watch both of them that weekend.
I think I do too. Lego Batman. Oh, I gotta get my tickets now for that, because that is. So, like, I might be more excited for Lego Batman than some Marvel movies right now. Like,
yeah, Lego
I'm
Batman
super
just looks
excited for
just
it.
Fun.
I love all the different outfits, and the Lego just keeps killing it. And the bummer is that it's all on Lego and Lord and Miller, nothing to do with like Snyder or like the DCU.
Yeah, exactly.
The DCU people. That's the bummer. But hey, that's what they want. All right, that's a good one. All right, so I'll go next. So it just jumped into my list today, because I was reading about it and I was like, I'm genuinely excited. Don't know fucking anything about it, but I am excited, because the more I look into what I like and what I like watching, the more I keep coming back to this director and his movies. And I fucking just, they feel like weird meditative experiences. And this new one, I don't know if it'll be like that, but I know I have to watch it. And it's going to be, there's no title yet, I think, for P.T. Anderson's new movie with Daniel Day-Lewis about, like, 1950s fashion industry. No fucking clue what it's going to be about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But after, like, The Master and There Will Be Blood, which is increasingly becoming one of my favorite movies ever.
I haven't seen The Master, too, and P.T. Anderson's one of my favorite directors.
It's so damn good. And I... He's the guy who... He's almost like a modern Scorsese. Like, he makes such great films, ears that there's other amazing films, and he's just like, oh, sorry, maybe next time.
Except Inherent Vice. Sorry.
I didn't watch Inherent Vice.
Go on.
Because didn't There Will Be Blood lost to No Country for Old Men?
I think so, yeah.
That was such a bummer year for me. That was like figuring out which...
2007 was fucking incredible. It had... No Country for Old Men, There Will Be Blood, Assassination of Jesse James, Michael Clayton, which is very underrated and still very good.
I have not seen Michael
Just
Clayton.
Those four. And I honestly think like three of them are masterpieces. I honestly think Jesse James is a masterpiece. Uh-huh. I think There Will Be Blood is, and I think No Country is.
Yeah, so I love all those.
Insane.
Yeah.
That was
10
years ago.
Fuck me. That was 10 years ago. So that's what I'm excited about. I think, hopefully this is better. I wonder if he went back to Daniel Day-Lewis after Inherent Vice, because of the way that turned out. Is he in any... Did you watch Inherent Vice?
I watched it.
Is Daniel Day-Lewis anywhere in it?
No.
No, it's just
Brolin. It's Brolin and Joaquin
Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix, yeah. I was listening to a podcast, and they dropped a snippet of how Josh Brolin used to be like in a hardcore band.
Really?
Yeah, and now I want to like one day meet Josh Brolin and just talk about hardcore with him. All right, so that's my number four, I'm going to say. The new P.T. Anderson movie. I don't know what the title is, but I'm excited.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, he's the best. He's one of the best. Number four is, again, a movie. I didn't even watch this movie because this one's a sequel. I didn't watch this movie until like way, way, way after. I watched it on Redbox, basically. But I was really surprised by it. It's very fun, very entertaining, and it's Kingsman 2.
God damn it. That's... let's talk about it, though.
Yeah.
That's also... I guess that's my number three now.
Is it?
Yeah. So, do you watch... How long ago did you watch it?
God. I didn't get to catch it in the theaters, and then when it got on, like, Redbox, I didn't watch it until months after, but I saw it sometime last year. I just don't remember when, but I honestly just... I just dismissed it. I just thought it was, like, I don't know, just... A wannabe little British spy thriller thing that mm-hmm. wasn't going to do much in the theater and stuff. But then when I watched it, I was like, holy shit, this is entertaining and fun as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just excited. I'm excited for the sequel.
Biggest thing is, who knew Colin Firth could be an action hero?
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, holy hell, that's amazing. I loved it. It's British as fuck, and I love how like British it can be. I love Sam Jackson in it. I think it's great. It's the right mixture of... crazy spy stuff and just badass action. That's on my list. Kingsman: The Golden Circle. I'm stoked for that. I'm glad Firth is coming back, but I also hope they handle it well.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. Is he in it?
Tatum?
Oh, is he in this? Oh, I like him. So he's one of those guys who's turned it around in my eyes. Like at first, I was like, I don't know if I like this dude, but he immediately turned it around. He took the Matthew McConaughey route, but like the fast track version. Yeah, he just fast-tracked his McConaughey career.
His wife is talented, too. She used to be on Supergirl. She's not on there anymore. But she's a good actress, too.
I'm excited for Kingsman: The Golden Circle. I'm hoping it's good. I'm excited. I really am.
I don't know.
Never read the comics, so I'm not too familiar with anything after the comics, if anything happened after the first one. But I'm stoked for Colin Firth. I mean, he's a good actor.
He is.
As far as I know, the guy's, what's his name? Egerton?
Yeah, Taron Egerton.
He's coming back too.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I hope it's fun. I loved it. I loved that movie. I think I own it. I don't own a lot of movies.
You think you own it?
I think I own it. Yeah. So Kingsman: The Golden Circle. It's my number three, son of a bitch.
Damn.
So I guess now we're back to your number.
I bet you we have another one.
I think
the same
I'm
one there.
Almost positive we have one more.
Okay.
Should I go?
And yeah, do, you go. Because I bet you, it's the same. We have the same one.
Is it War for the Planet of the Apes?
You motherfucker, yeah. I was thinking another movie, too. I was thinking a whole other one. You know what? We might as well just talk about our list together. Because honestly, like, yeah, we don't prep for this. I just show up at his place, and I'm just like, hey, let's do this thing. Okay, right, let's go.
We don't cross-reference notes at any point.
Fuck that. We're like, are you outside yet? Yes, I'm here. All right, come in.
Okay, it's a gated department.
Yeah.
We all wear red jackets, apparently. Yeah, so War for Planet of the Apes. I'm super excited for that. Like, that's the franchise that I didn't give a chance to originally. That I was like, oh, fuck. I don't want to see CJ monkeys for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And saw the first one, I loved it. Saw the second one, I fucking love the second one. The third, now I'm just like, holy crap.
You just want to wait. I'm like, ready. You want to see like what goes on. I love that trailer. Because it's just, yeah. I don't know. It's just so much build up, and I don't know. It just, even Woody Harrelson in it as the Colonel, it's just perfect.
I don't know if I don't think you've played Fallout, but like, if that ever gets made into a movie, it's probably gonna suck because it's just a really massive world. But the feeling that the Planet of the Apes gives me is that weird dystopian Fallout feeling that the game gives me that I love so much. It's fucking bleak as hell, but it's not torture porn, which is what I like. It's not Walking Dead fucking misery porn. But it's bleak, and I like it, and I love it. But at the same time, I just can't get over how damn good that turned out. Like, yeah, so good.
One thing that just caught my eye in the trailer is there's a scene where the humans are shooting at apes, I guess, and there's a gorilla on their side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like a scene where I think it's at like the military base or something, and you see them like on a turret or something, and there's a gorilla right next to them. So I don't know if there's like been a huge like defection for the humans or something, but that just brings a whole new like
that's a
whole new like it's a new level story. For this. Yeah, oh,
man, that's exciting. I want to watch the trailer now again.
And I want like I haven't seen Caesar's son in it, Blue Eyes, or the little one, because I'm sure the little one's a little bit more grown up. So it's just like you start to think like what's going on, like what's gone on since the last time we saw him.
Yeah,
you know. So I can't wait.
And. That cast has been underrated this whole time. Like, they had Gary Oldman in the cast. The cast has been top notch, like, from the first movie. I love that franchise. I still think it's severely underrated.
I heard Matt Reeves, they might give him Batman.
Oh, I think I read that too. And I was like, well, that'd be awesome.
I would love that.
So good. I think he has a good grasp on that tone.
I always thought he would be great, like, after the whole Trank thing went to shit.
Yeah.
I thought he would be great with the Boba Fett movie.
Yeah.
Just because he knows like the scope of like war and just like the setting. I just feel like if you give him the Boba Fett movie and make it a time where like there's like a Mandalorian war or something like that. Mm-hmm. Since Planet of the Apes is like a kind of a war type movie, especially like the second one.
Yeah.
And the first one, the end of the first one. Like, I just have a feeling like in my head, I was just thinking, man, this guy would be perfect for a Star Wars film. I thought it'd be perfect for Boba Fett because after Trank shit the bed on that one. But to see him do Batman, that would be great too.
That'd be great too. I mean, we're back to dour and sadness, but sure, yeah, give him a shot.
Yeah, give him a shot.
Give him a shot. Fuck it. I think they just need someone who's not hindered by having someone else watch over their shoulder.
Yeah.
Which is why I think James Gunn did so well, because there was nobody telling him not to do this or do that. I mean, besides Kevin Feige. So War for Planet of the Apes. So that's another one we have in common. So,
want to say the other one we probably have in common?
Well, throw out yours.
Guardians.
Fuck yeah. That's it.
Well, I had Star Wars in mind too.
That's more than five.
No, I had five.
That's five? Okay. Yeah, so Guardians Volume 2. Yeah. So, I mean, when I saw the Comic-Con footage, immediately sold. I just like, there's no way this is going to be worse than the first one. I love it. I love that people were like, oh, Volume 2, it's not. Blah, blah. I love that it's called Volume 2. It gives it that weird rock and roll vibe.
Yeah.
I'm stoked about it. Baby Groot's definitely going to be oversaturated for a little while. It's
going to be like a hot ticket item, just all the Baby Groot merchandise. Groots,
yeah. There's going to be probably lots of dogs dressed up as Baby Groot. But it also gives, I like the dynamic that now Rocket is the big one. And now Baby Groot is Baby Groot. Yeah. I love that switch in dynamic. It's going to be so great to see that. I love it. I love the trailer. I think it's
it's just the right amount of everything. Like, it's, that yeah. you just
It's like a guy who had a great breakout season coming into the next season, and he's even better.
Yeah.
It's what it feels like. And I'm stoked for that one so much. Yeah, Guardians 2, I love it. And the soundtrack, can't wait for the soundtrack. It's no Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right?
Suicide.
Yeah, Guardians Volume 2, for sure. And you had Last Jedi on there.
Mm-hmm.
That was your big one.
Of course, because I'm a fucking shill for Star Wars. Stand
for Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, Rian Johnson too.
I mean, that's the thing. I love Rian Johnson. You know, I since day one, Rian Johnson band.
Didn't we watch Breakout Arclight?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, since day one, Rian Johnson has been through and through, like, one of their directors, and from Orange County, so.
San Clemente.
Yeah, South County boy. I can't wait to see what he does with that. I'm so excited for Last Jedi.
It's just, oh my god, we haven't even seen anything yet. Like, not a still.
No, we haven't seen anything.
Not a picture, nope. Nothing. When's, I'm not gonna say when's Comic Guys. Isn't there a celebration coming up?
Celebration is it this year or next year? It's every other year. I think it was last year.
Was it really?
I don't remember. But it's D23 this year, the Disney one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if they drop something, it'll be at D23 or Comic Con. But I want to say D23 because they're gonna save that shit for
D23 in Anaheim.
Yep.
Anaheim. Oh my god. I want to go.
Well, technically, isn't the last shot of Force Awakens a Rian Johnson shot? From what I've heard, he shot the last scene at the island,
and then it picks up right where it left off.
Yeah. Oh,
that's gonna be weird too because that's the first time ever.
Yeah.
It picks up right where it left off.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I can't wait for Last Jedi. Not on my top because it's just one of those things of like, I love Christmas. Who doesn't love Christmas?
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm okay with it being December releases now. I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that.
It's like a Christmas tradition
now. Yeah, and I'll be a Christmas treat. Yeah, you know? So that's do you have one more or is that your five?
That's pretty much it, yeah.
There's another one that I was going to talk about because I have very conflicting feelings about it.
Go for it. Is it Power Rangers?
No. Oh my god.
I'll watch it.
Fuck it. I will give it a chance because, you know, just the nostalgia, it owns me. But,
Did you see the last trailer?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
You haven't?
Wait, no, I think I did. I did. I haven't seen the new poster.
With Bryan Cranston, Zordon?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Alpha 5.
So, I like to think he made a good choice. I mean, he seems to be a good award-winning actor. He's not just doing this for shits and giggles, right?
Yeah.
If you saw, because the trailer captured my attention so much, and I was like, if this goes the way I want to go, this is gonna be a badass movie. But I don't know, it's in the air. It's gonna be Cars 3.
Okay,
I do not like Cars 2. Like, my girlfriend knows, I adamantly hate Cars 2 with such a passion. I think it's the worst Pixar. Well, no, I hate A Bug's Life a lot, but but Cars 2 is a mess. I get what they're trying to do, but it's a mess. I hate it. Cars 1, I like. Cars 3, have you seen the trailer? You saw the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Lightning McQueen's like fucking starts, you know, flips and is a bunch of shredded piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that has the perfect, like, beginning for a movie. I hope that's how it starts off. I hope it's a rebuild yourself kind of story or a one of those, like, you're done. Like, you have to, like, you know, almost like a, you know, a Rocky Creed situation.
Yeah.
To train the new kid.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I saw Creed, by the way. I loved it.
Did you love it?
Yes.
It was great, huh?
It was great. I tried not to cry. Also, Everton sucks.
When Lightning McQueen gets cancer or something, that would fucking suck. It's like, wait, how does a car get cancer?
All the unleaded. So I'm stoked for Cars 3. I want it to be good because Cars 2 is such a misstep for Pixar.
Is this a new thing now, though, where, like, they have, like, two releases a year?
It might be. It might just be the new thing for them. I mean, that's apart from Disney releases.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll alternate because this year, I don't know what the Disney release is.
Beauty and the Beast.
But that's a live action.
Oh, yeah. What's a...
I don't know if they have an animated film to release. But there's at least one Pixar movie dropping every year. But I'm so excited. I want it to be dark in the same sense that every generation, I think, needs that dark moment of, like, holy shit, mortality is a thing that we need to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kids had it when Optimus Prime died in Transformers. We had it with fucking Mufasa dying. And, like, you know, eventually it becomes a meme.
Yeah.
But when Mufasa died, I was, like, traumatizing for kids already.
I hate seeing Simba in memes. It's like, fuck. It's
like, don't ruin sadness for me. So I'm hoping this is, like, I don't want Lightning to die, but I'm hoping this is a moment where, like, kids realize that there's that such thing as mortality or, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't want him to die. I don't want Lightning to die. That's tragic. It's not. I don't want him to Dale Earnhardt himself, you know, on screen for kids. Thing. But I do want it to be that thing where, like, I think the Cars Pixar movies have missed that target of having that really insightful, thoughtful moment,
mm-hmm.
like Monsters Inc. or like Finding Nemo or like Toy Story even. Like there, that moment that's like just fucking wrenches your heart, and it's kind of there in the first one, second one, God no, but the third one, I'm excited for Cars. I really am. I hate Mater with such a passion. He is.
Yeah, like, I can't watch the other Cars films. I don't know. I lost. I didn't like Cars 1 much, and then I was like, I'll give Cars 2 a try. It's like, hell no.
Cars 2, no.
I'll just get rid of it. Like, I didn't even think they were going to make a Cars 3. I didn't think they had it in them. Oh,
they sell a shit ton of toys. That's why they sell Cars 3. They sell a ton of toys. But then again, why is there an Incredibles 2?
That's true.
So yeah, so that one. Cars 3, definitely one I'm looking forward to. And I almost forgot to mention the one that I still think the reigning TV champion that is underrated.
Fargo?
Fargo season 3. And it's got Ewan McGregor playing twins.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who else is coming back.
Is that on something like Hulu or Amazon Prime? Weird thing.
I think season 1's on Hulu.
Okay.
Season 2, good luck finding season 2. It is fucking nowhere unless you buy the Blu-ray or DVD. And they're not cheap. Like, first of all, they know people want to see them. They're not cheap. They're like $30 bucks. It's so damn good. Like, I really think it felt like the kind of show where I had to try to watch it every week when it aired live. Like, Westworld I put off for like months. Even Game of Thrones I can watch days later.
Did you finally finish Westworld?
I finished Westworld.
Okay.
Loved it. But it's the bar sets for season 2 is so fucking Isn't high. It? I don't. Is it gonna be called Westworld still?
I hope so. I hope they don't do that other shit. I really don't. I want Westworld. I want more Western. I want more.
I do too. But I'm just saying, like, is it even Westworld anymore? I don't know where.
That's true. I don't know.
Can we talk about this,
dude?
Okay, if you don't want to listen to Westworld spoilers, don't.
No, these motherfuckers should watch it already. Like,
you should watch it. It's the bar set so high, like so incredibly high. It's like hitting a half court shot and then being like, I'm gonna hit a full court shot next.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait, what? It's ridiculous. It's the bar set so high. Did you like the twist? Did you see it coming?
No. Like, honestly,
honestly didn't see it coming.
I didn't see any of like her being Wyatt. I kind of felt like, you know, when it came to Bernard's character.
Yeah.
Throughout the first part of the season, like, you kind of felt that, okay, someone on staff, I'm sure, is...
Halfway through the season, I'm thinking, there's a host. Why aren't there any hosts?
There's got to be someone, but I didn't think it was him.
Yeah.
And then to realize after that he's not only Bernard, but he's also Arnold.
Arnold, yeah.
And that threw me for a loop, too. But I really loved what they did with what the fuck's her name? Fuck, I just think of her as female Wyatt now. I forgot her name. Is it Louise? Not Louise.
No. Oh God, I can't think of her name.
But Evan Rachel Wood's character.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, I love what they do with her because like, she, I think now like, it was Hopkins' show or not Hopkins' show, but like he was the man.
Yeah.
Like he stole every scene and he was just, I think he was the most intriguing character out of everyone in the first season just because.
Yeah, because at least for me, he ran the gamut of like, I like him. I kind of hate him. I think I like him again. Yeah, he's a scumbag.
Exactly.
It's like he's all over the map and I like it because he does it so seamlessly.
He's like an evil John Hammond.
He exactly. He's a fucked up John Hammond with the fucking vest.
It's like he was,
It's funny because it's like playing a chess game. Like, they were playing a chess game with them, the board.
Yeah.
And, like, they thought they were 3 steps ahead of him when he's, like, really 6 steps ahead of them.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. Now, but now it goes to her. And I think really, like, she needs to be the star in season two because it's just, it's one of those things where, like, she's, I want to say it in kind of a, not a getaway, but just like a, she's woke as fuck now.
Yeah.
Like she's literally
She technically might be the only one who is at that level.
Yeah.
So far.
And then Thandie Newton's character is another one that just really was really intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just that last decision at the end, it's like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, you know, things are starting to click in her mind too.
Mm-hmm.
So I love it. I love everything. I love the Man in Black too. I was so happy when I heard that Ed Harris is coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
And one scene I loved is when he gets shot and he smiles because it's what he wanted.
I love that.
He wanted
he got this what he shit. Wanted.
Yeah. He wanted them to be alive, like literally alive and, you know, thinking for themselves, not being puppets.
Yeah.
And I love that about that character. So, you know, I was sad to see Hopkins go, but at the same time, there's so much more to look forward to in season two. And again, you know, True Detective was the last one that kind of just left me like, fuck, like what a great, amazing show.
Mm-hmm.
And I left Westworld like that with season one. And then when True Detective season two came around and I knew they were going to change it up and it was going to be brand new characters, I had no problem thinking because I thought, okay, it's going to be business as usual. It's going to be great. It's going to be dark. It's going to be intriguing, everything. And they totally fucked themselves over to the point where now they're not even thinking about bringing it back.
Yeah.
Because they would have had season three by now this past year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they didn't. So now I just think Westworld has that same thing where it's like, okay, you had a kick-ass season one. Season two, you motherfuckers, you better pull that shit off. And now you're going to make us wait till 18 for that?
2018. It has to be.
It's.
I mean, hopefully they're doing it for the reason because they want
to. Yeah.
The good thing is that, unlike True Detective season two, it's starting off hopefully in the same world that we left off. Hopefully in that same time frame.
Yeah.
Where season two True Detective is like new story. This is like we're still in the Westworld world. So
yeah.
that's what it has going for it. Yeah, I loved it. I think it's better than Game of Thrones. At least first season wise. First season of Game of Thrones is so fucking slow to me.
Oh, I didn't even get through that. I still need to watch Game of Thrones, most of it. But we'll see.
I love Westworld. I think it has such a... But the bar is set so high. I'm trying not to think about the bar because it's so fucking high. My favorite moment still when he finds out... They kept telling him the maze is not for you. And then when he finds out what it is, he's so angry. But, you know, at least he found out. But yeah. I love the fact that the maze is not for him. That's literally... They literally meant it. It's not for you.
Yeah.
I loved it. But from where it goes from here, I don't know. I don't know.
It's a wait and see, definitely.
And like where do people like Bernard stand? You know? Do they know
what's his face? James Marsden's character, I think it's Teddy.
Yeah.
Where does he go from here? Cuz honestly, it just seems like everyone is moving forward and everyone has like this role they're going to play, and I think he's kind of like stuck in limbo. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't know what he's going to do. Is he still going to be with, you know, Evan Rachel Wood's character. Fuck, I keep forgetting your name. But is she still going to be with him?
Dolores.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I said Louise. So that's a Golden Girls character?
The only question I had was, and it bothered me, is why is Dolores, a first-generation host, so much better than the other first generation hosts that we see?
Yeah.
Did she get upgraded or like, I don't understand like why she's not as clunky as the guy that Anthony Hopkins drinks with, you know?
But that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But also, why couldn't they just make the workers host? Why should you hire these fuck ups?
These assholes outside.
God, I hope I'm supposed to hate them because I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them so much. But yeah, that's a good one. What were we talking about? I forgot.
Dolores,
but yeah. So that's I'm looking forward to Fargo season 3. I think it's still one of the best shows, top 5, if not top 3 shows on TV. It's so good. It's so underrated. It's so damn good.
I think Legion comes out next week.
Legion, I have you read the article where no one knows what the hell they're talking about?
No.
Or no one knows how to describe the show?
Which really?
Is, yeah. And I was like, oh, I hope that's a good sign.
I watched Taboo.
And I've heard it's weird. I've heard it's like, it's not slow, but it's...
God, it's weird. And if it's not slow, did they invent a new word for slow? Because it's slow. And like, I missed the last couple of episodes. I saw the first one and I was like, okay, like, you haven't gotten to me yet, but I'll give it another try because it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of intriguing. And then I caught some of the second episode, but it was just like, I kind of had no idea what was going on, really.
Yeah.
And I still kind of want to catch it, but I don't know. I'm like 50-50 on it right now. Because I don't hate it, but at the same time, I'm not so desperate to like catch it anytime soon.
Yeah.
Or Legion, I do want to see what they do with Legion. I do. I just want to see what goes
Taboo
on.
Taboo seems like a binge-watch show to me.
Yeah.
I just want to watch, yeah. The other one that I was thinking about, Spider-Man Homecoming, you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that immensely. I hope it's good. I'm excited. The vibe just so fresh
and
almost, I want to say it's almost feels innocent in a way.
Good old Tom Holland.
So I'm excited for that one too. I don't think there's anything else on my list besides those things. No, anything else come to your head?
Nothing really.
No. Oh my God, I'm trying to think of something else. No, anyway. Well, we'll catch up with the Oscar contenders next one. So yeah, anything that you're not looking forward to in 2017?
I could give a shit about the Transformers, Justice League. I want to see it, but I'm just not excited for it at all. And I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out.
Is Devil in the White City coming out this year?
I'm not sure.
With Leo DiCaprio, because I'm excited for that one. I want to see that one.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. He took a year off, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the Revenant.
Enjoy his fucking Oscar. Sleep with it every day.
Yeah.
Bastard. Yeah. And here's Brad Pitt with no Oscar. I think he deserves one. He's been in so many good things.
He should have won for Jesse James.
He should have won for... Who won that year?
2007? I have no idea. I need to check.
Well, that's... You know, there had to be somebody from No Country or from...
Was it Daniel Day? No, because he won for... He won for Lincoln, and then he won for Scorsese's other film. He didn't win for...
No?
For... I don't think he won There Will Be Blood.
I don't think he won.
Bardem won Best Supporting. Bardem. I just don't know who... No, yeah. I think it was Sean Penn for Milk.
Oh, that was the same year as Milk.
I think it was...
Could have been the year that he won for Milk.
Or for Mystic River.
Speaking about Harvey Bardem, what happened to his life that he's now a villain's pirate?
I have no idea.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. I feel bad. Like, I want to help him. It's just like, I don't understand. Like, again, it's that situation of like, I hope he's just doing it for shits and giggles and doesn't need to do this.
It's like, how come Brian everyone's Cranston? Always after fucking Jack Sparrow? Like, how much bullshit did he fucking throw the sea?
Yes, how is he not
like,
dead?
Like, fucking Davy Jones is after Jack Sparrow. Blackbeard after Jack Sparrow.
And it's not like...
This guy after Jack Sparrow.
And it's not like it's like the police that's fucking like supernatural beings after him. I don't understand it. I don't know.
I mean, I'll give it a shot because it's... Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, but I've checked out of.
I checked out after Pirates.
I enjoyed Dead Man's Chest. I know a lot of people don't like
it. Is that the second one or?
Yeah, it's the second one because I love Davy Jones. I thought that was a great one, but just number three just lost. Number three is a fucking mess. It's the Spider-Man 3 of Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's a marathon, and like
it's oh my god, I couldn't do it. It's not good. Yeah, it's not good at all.
I love the first one. I think the first one is amazing. I love it. Love it so much. Funny thing, when I saw Arrival recently, they had the trailer for that. And then I think right before or right after that was the new Gore Verbinski movie who did Pirates 1 and 2.
Cure for Wellness?
Yeah. And I kind of want to see Cure for Wellness.
Yeah.
I think it looks interesting. It gives me a very Shutter Island vibe. And I like Shutter Island. Mm-hmm. You know? It depends, you know, people think about
What's
it.
What's his face is in it? The kid from the
Green Goblin?
Green Goblin. He's also in the new the Luc Besson movie.
Which one? He has a new one? I don't know.
Valerian or something?
Oh, Valerian. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that too.
Oh, yeah, and Dunkirk comes out. So we'll see how that...
forgot about Dunkirk. Poor Nolan.
So that's exciting. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a lot to. I didn't realize Lego Batman comes out so soon.
Yeah, next week.
I feel
like John Wick Batman.
Being Lord and Miller, I feel like there's gonna be that, because Lego Movie fucking did it. There's gonna be that moment at some point where they're gonna fucking tear your heart out, gonna make you feel like a baby.
Yeah,
I know it's gonna come, and I'm not gonna expect it anywhere.
What if they kill Robin?
What if they kill Robin?
Poor Michael Cera can't hold on to a job.
I just, they're so good. There's gonna be that moment where it's just gonna make me feel like a fucking, like a weeping mess.
It like, comes out this year.
We'll see how that goes. It's Dark Tower comes out this year. It's
kind of been a laughing stock online.
Yeah, Dark Tower, because of the Photoshop picture.
The one who's sticking his head out the tunnel. That was bad.
That was
God, dude.
That was as bad as those
because Fukunaga dropped out, and once he dropped out, I was like, okay, well, I don't know what the fuck are they gonna do now.
I don't know.
Because Fukunaga was. He was the man.
Yeah. I don't know. It was so bad when I saw it. It reminded me of those like early 2000s like DVD covers for TV shows who were like awfully Photoshopped. It was bad.
Well, Fukunaga's got a Netflix show coming up. I think it's filming this year but coming out next year with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone.
Wow.
Yeah, I just read about it. Like I saw he was attached to be
like,
director.
Like a series? Like
I think a series. Wow. I want to read it again. I forgot what the premise was, but it was Jonah Hill and Emma Stone. I was like, shit.
I think one day we'll find out how much money Netflix fucking threw at these things, because they're throwing.
I think they have like a vault, like fucking. Like where they just swim in gold coins, like fucking DuckTales and shit.
They must. Of all the old DVDs that people don't rent anymore.
Yeah.
Because shit, they're throwing.
Who the fuck rents DVDs from them anymore? Seriously.
Someone at my job apparently still gets DVDs.
Really?
Yeah. The last DVD I got had to be. Probably a good maybe 8 years ago.
I was reading articles on Sundance, and they were talking about like the films that got bought. It was like Netflix, $12 million. Yeah. Netflix, $8 million.
Well, Amazon bought
Amazon
Manchester
Prime. Amazon Prime bought a couple of films for like $3 million and one for like $12 million. And it's like fuck, dude. Amazon. These are such big time players now.
Oh,
like
ridiculous!
It's
ridiculous.
But it's so worth it. And like I almost feel like I should be paying more for Netflix.
Don't tell them that.
I know. Like, I'm sorry if they're going to raise the price within the next year, but like, God, I just keep catching myself like seeing what's next, you know? And since The Crown won all these awards,
I
want to see it now.
Me too.
And it's the most expensive show Netflix ever made. Yeah, I read that. And so I really want to see that now. And then I'm kind of intrigued with the whole marketing they've been doing for Drew Barrymore's show, Santa Clarita Diet. It's about like cannibalism.
That's also been,
So that comes out tomorrow, I think. Yeah. I think it releases tomorrow. So. Yeah. I can't wait.
They got a crazy lineup. And not just that, they buy properties like crazy, like foreign properties. It's going to be a matter of time before I was trying to count how many broadcasted shows are nominated. They're all cable shows now. Like there no one's getting nominated for like best comedy. That's
and all like the Netflix shows, like I probably seen maybe two that I kind of just was over with after the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. But the rest were just so good. Like,
there's so many.
I didn't like Flaked with Will Arnett, unfortunately.
Poor Will Arnett.
I didn't like Flaked. And then I didn't like... there was one called Between, I think it was called.
I think I saw that.
That was the one where, like, they quarantined the city because people were dying that are over 21 or something like that.
I think I saw that.
And I was six episodes in. I'm like, I can't do this. So, but everything else was great. It has been great.
And now that they got the Disney deal, oh, man. Good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck stopping Netflix. I'm sure Hulu and Amazon are going to come at it hard. I imagine Hulu, I mean, they love their commercials. I don't fucking know why, but.
Do they have any good, like, solid original programming? Because I know Amazon's got, like, Man in the High Castle.
Yeah.
And now they have Sneaky Pete show. Now. They have Chance. They have, was The Path Hulu or Amazon?
The Path is Hulu. I haven't
seen
The
Path.
Okay,
there you go. But they have, like, Sneaky Pete with Rabisi.
Hulu has, I think they have those comedies with Billy Eichner.
Oh, really?
Casual, I think it's called.
Okay.
I think, is that the one he's in? I don't remember. No, he's in some other one. Like horrible people. I forgot. Don't get mad at me. But I think he's on a Hulu show.
Yeah.
They have a lot of comedies on Hulu for sure. I don't know. It's ridiculous. It's like you can just live off those three.
Yeah, things. Seriously.
Yeah. One day we'll get rid of all the other crap. As long as I have my Cake Wars.
Your what?
Best of 2016.
Remember that.
All right. So I think this is it for this week. This is Jose.
This is Carlo.
And where can they find us?
Twitter, podcast OTS. They could email us at onthescreenspodcast@gmail.com.
And our Instagram?
our Instagram.
It's on .the.screens.podcast. Okay. Yeah. So just find that there and like, and then please, please, please show this to people.
Yeah, just please show love us.
Look at what I'm listening to. All right, that's it for this one, and we'll be back with our Oscar picks for next one. We'll
very soon. Debate
very soon before the Oscars.
Yes, hopefully.
All right, Jose,
it's Carlo
again. Have a good night.
See ya.